John.
Merrily.
There we go. I never know. It's so quiet. And the first time, it just dropped me.
Yeah, it's still, I still think we've got the craziness and the frequency, but anyway,
Yeah.
good to,
Anyway,
it's good. It's kind of fun to
whatever.
talk to you several times
That's right.
a
That's right. We
day.
tried this morning and that didn't work out, so
Yeah,
whatever.
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, talk to me. Can't talk to me? Oh,
I
shoot.
am talking
Are we
to you.
upside down
Oh
already?
no.
Are we upside down already?
Oh my gosh. Seriously, right now? That's ridiculous. Okay.
I got you
I'm
now.
like, that's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
So,
said, I said, so
nothing.
what have you been
Just,
doing?
I've been, nothing really. I've been playing with Facebook more than usual. Putting up, stuff just for the fun of it. And some stuff about you is kind of, cool because I think you're pretty cool.
Thank you. Did I
And
miss one? Oh,
I've
shoot. Did I lose you?
no, I got you.
Or, okay.
I got you.
Because I heard you cut off. I'm like, ah.
Yeah, it's like a,
Okay. All right. Keep
just
going.
like Alexander Graham Bell trying out the first phone. I
Really?
think so anyway, that's what I'm doing. And then tomorrow I, do a bunch of other stuff that's unrelated. And then I'm gone.
Right, I'll miss you.
Thank
Maybe
you.
what,
Thank
three,
you.
4 days?
I don't know. I really don't know. I will let you know as soon as I'm able to find a phone and turn it on.
Okay.
I'll give you a signal.
Yeah, posted.
And I think yeah, I don't know. I mean, I spent the morning looking at multiverse stuff coming off of the space science sites where people, I noticed that the graphic artists and the people that the pundits that do that kind of stuff seem to always think that to have a multiverse, everything has to be in chaos. I'm tired of that. Why are they stuck in chaos all the time? There's, if you look at the James Webb Telescope or Hubble or any of those guys that have been up there for a while, it's there's a lot of gas and there's a lot of fire and ice and whatever they've got and darkness and that's what the stars are. Stars are very hot. Exoplanets are maybe not so bad, and we're sort of temperate. And you get in the Goldilocks zone of where you can actually have a planet like ours, and I'm sure there's a bunches of them out there, but they're kind of rare. But it doesn't mean that we have to be in a constant state of, they show pictures of people spinning through space and upside down and going through gas balls and blah blah blah. I mean, it's like a bad movie, But the next one was about consciousness and is the universe conscious? And I think that now that's getting closer to where we're at because of the similarity between your brain actually and the structure of the universe as we see it, as we now see it. Very similar, very similar. And that similarity goes up and down the scale in everything that we do and see. It's the atomic structure. So I think that we are, as you've always said, you are one, you are God, you are looking, if you want to know what God is, look in the mirror, et cetera, which is your story. And once again, it's hopelessly simple and easy to understand. So you cover a broad scope of people that don't need to get an advanced degree in astrophysics because you just look in the mirror and it's all problem solved. Problem solved.
Well, I'll figure that
And,
one out. People make it really complex, you know. It's just like I watch stuff and I'm like, God, these videos, I'm thinking, yeah, you got it. That's right. That's another truth statement, another truth statement. And it's like, yeah, you're right, you're right. But there's no answer.
right. No.
You know, and
No.
it's like, okay.
People are stuck on identifying the periodic table. It's like we're on a snipe hunt all the time to find stuff.
Hmm.
And nobody wants to find themselves. They just want to find everything else.
Right.
I've wondered why, animals are generally, and almost in every case, they are made with precision. They're perfect on both sides. The right and left side are identical. You put a thing down the center of an animal and look at both sides, and they're same thing. Do that with a person and you don't recognize them hardly. They're so much different. If you take my right side and stick it on my left side and redo that in my face, I'm a whole different person. And
Yeah.
that seems to be unique to our species. All those down the scale from us are made with a great deal of precision in my comparison. So,
That's
what
kind of
is it about
interesting.
us? What is it about us that makes us off balance, not equal, different? And everybody else that we seem to know and love in terms of love your cat, love your dog, love your stuff, they're perfect. Their faces are perfect. Perfect symmetry. And we who can confabulate, think into the future, completely strain, change structure, confuse everything, we are lopsided.
Because animals are whole, they're pure, they're love, and humans are two-faced.
Yeah, literally. That's
Right?
that good and evil. Is that good and evil?
Yeah.
The two-faced part?
I
So is my left side of my face the bad room again?
don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying that if it doesn't match, because it's a struggle between good and evil. There's
I'll
two
try to
sides of us.
look at the left side of my face and see. I have more hair on the left side of my head than I do on my right side of my head. So that's
Yeah.
here'd be the covering up stuff, I suppose. Covering up the evil, be the hair.
Don't know. I don't really pay attention too much. Today I was paying attention, but on the daily, I don't really pay a lot of attention to physical self. Just don't.
Well,
I'm
I
always
don't
in my
either.
head.
I mean, I don't either. Well, I have been in the last few days, but not usually.
Yeah.
I don't either. I mean, whatever I do is what I do, I guess. I mean, I'm not a. I used to do. Well, I'm pretty active. I mean, what am I saying? I mean, I don't go to the gym. I'm not a gymnasium kind of a guy. But I do get in my truck and drive out to some place and then crawl in my boat
Yeah.
and turn on the crane and load it up and head to Canada, and park it up on the beach and build a fire and just cook some eggs and sit there. I mean, I do that.
Yeah.
But I grew up doing that, so it's not that unusual. But
No,
that's
I
not.
think, yeah, I don't think it's, I don't mean that so much as just studying you, your physical self. You know, like looking for flaws and, you know, what's wrong with me, or why are my pores so big, or why am I nose so big, or why don't my eyes match, or why la 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 la
Well, I didn't really know people did that. I mean, yeah, really, look at, why do my eyes match? Huh.
You know, I mean, obviously people do that because, you know, there's so many remedies for everything that's wrong with us. Just get a hairpiece, just get some eyelashes, just paint on your brows, just plump up your lips, just get those implants. Just.
God, wow.
Yeah, just put caps on your teeth. Just, you know, plump up your butt. Just, you know,
Oh.
stick some stuffing in those boobs, you know, just you
Well,
know, they were so flawed.
you can
Worry
rattle.
about it. What?
Man
It's,
alive, that's
I
funny.
know, right? It's like, don't worry about it. It's like they make up this Barbie doll image that nobody fits, and then they find the remedy for it. Doesn't that sound familiar?
I was up on Capitol, was it Capitol Hill? Yeah. at an intersection, and they had a men's foundation store there for men
Okay.
and underwear. And they had these underwear they were jockey type underwear that had artificially enhanced the size of the man's member in the crotch, so that when you put them on, it appeared as if you were absolutely on your way to the movies, you know. And I thought, poor bastards, you know. I mean, what, you can't ever take those off. Once you put those on, you could never take it off. You know, what are you going to do? You're sending out one false signal after another.
I don't about
I
that.
mean, you know, if I'm standing there in a pair of jockey shorts, you know, with an 8-inch cock, right? And I cock off, and I can't find my pecker in my hair. What am I going to do?
I'm just kidding. The point of that, you know, it's like putting, you know, like when you risers in your shoes. You're not that tall. Oh gosh, oh my goodness gracious, why are we so flawed physically? You know, funny. And it's like, you know,
Don.
we just understand that, you know, when we increase our value, our self-worth, you know, because we just love who we are, what we've done, and this and that, you can. All of that changes. You just embrace it all. This is what I got. This is what I got. This is it.
This is who I am. Yep.
I mean, physically, this is all that I got. This is what was given to me. You know, if I'm only 5'6" or if I only have whatever it is, then that's what the cards that were dealt.
But there's no reason to not be fine with that. Why not be fine
Right.
with it? So what?
Right.
So what?
Exactly.
So is it maybe it's the cosmetics industry, among others, that have
Right.
us believing that we have to be forever young? Is that the
Well,
problem?
not just forever young, but you know, pencil thin and you know, basically an avatar. If you're not in a size 2, oh my, honey, you are obese. Like, really? Really, right now? Okay. Yeah. You know, it's just silly human stuff.
But I think the industry is kind of forcing that on us. I guess it's all comes out in the wash somehow.
Oh
I mean,
yeah. I mean
eventually it does
it.
anyway, whether you like it or not. It comes out in the wash. You don't care, you know.
All right. You know, it's
Stuck
like
with it.
who's designing this stuff? Like, you want me to wear what? Some of the bathing suits that are out there. You know, it just goes up your backside and it's just like this pencil thing up your front side and barely covering anything. And it's like, who's wearing that?
Right. Well, I was, I, you know, I think I've said this before, but I was in the, we were talking to Laura and Christina at the Ritz Hotel in Paris during Fashion Week,
Yeah.
and the models were coming out of the trailers and they couldn't walk. They were being escorted, not escorted, they were being helped,
Yeah.
stabilized by two men, each one model, to get them to the runway so that they wouldn't break their heels or, you know, cuff their ankles or whatever, because they couldn't function in the clothing they were being designed to wear.
Yeah.
The designer was giving them to wear. It's really funny. It's really crazy.
Yeah,
I
and then
had
you
a
see real people out there trying to wear this stuff. I just watched this reel where, you know, it's just people being people. And this woman had on these giant platform shoes trying to come down the escalator. She wiped out.
Yeah, but she did.
It's like,
Yeah.
honey, what are you doing in those shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Well, but when I came out of the hotel, I remember this story. They thought I was Karl Lagerfeld when I came out of
Yeah.
the hotel because I was wearing a ponytail.
Yeah.
And so I told them,
Yes.
you remember the story?
Yes.
This came out of Ralph Lauren show and it's nothing but shit.
Oh my
That
gosh. Terrible. That
was
was
great.
wicked.
That was wonderful. Yeah. I mean, that's
Yeah.
what I. That's not me now today, of course. I'm different now, but way more fun. Yep.
I have
So,
a
nope. Sorry.
A pair of boots kind of like combat boots, but they're high. Yeah, quite a heel on them. I have yet to find anywhere to wear them. It's like I put them on, and my kid's like, "Where are you going in those?" Oh
the
gosh, it's totally one of those. I dress one way around my kids, and then when there's the other part of me, it's like, "Look, I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
I'm not, I'm not grandma." That's so
So,
funny.
well, you get to be both, though. I mean, that's kind of nice.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sometimes like I look at pictures, and like I was looking at Emma's graduation picture, which is coming up again. God, she just graduated, like with her bachelor's. Now she's graduating with her master's next month. But anyway, I was looking at those pictures, and I'm thinking, who is that woman? Like, it's just so different than my normal pictures. It's almost like a persona.
This is like you at the graduation, picture of you at the
Yeah.
graduation.
Yeah. I have like a Selena Gomez look going on.
Selena Gomez. I mean, I kind of think I know what she looks like, sort of.
Well, she's a kid by comparison, but it's just the shape of her face, more round, chubby-cheeked round. And then just, I don't know, a different smile. I'm like, who is that woman? I don't even know her. It's weird.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you favor one side of your body to the other? Do you try and show better on one side than the other side? You ever think about being
I'm not aware at
more
all.
right or left? So, and how about, do you wear tennis shoes?
I do.
And do you wear like tennis shoes? Or I mean, like, what kind do you wear?
No, I don't know. I have Vans, I have Adidas, and I have what are those things called? Sam just got them for me. They're pretty cool. I don't remember what they're called. They're cool. Don't know what they are. Let me see. Let me look in my closet. I don't know what they are. Oh, Airbirds. Allbirds, that's what they are. Yeah, I swear I don't pay attention to this stuff at all. I was at the post office the other day, and this lady looks at me. She goes, "Oh my God, I love your shoes." And I look down, and I'm like, "Thank you." And I just smiled at her. Yeah, and she goes, "They look so comfortable." I go, "They are comfortable." She goes, "What brand are they?" And that's where she got me. I was like, "I don't know. I don't know what they are." And she looked at me like, "How do you not know what shoe that is?" I don't. It turns out they're Eileen Fisher. I don't know who that is. I just like the shoe,
Arlene Fisher.
Eileen Fisher. I don't pay attention to all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't have name brand stuff. I just why would I like?
Well, I'll stick with the brand if I like it. But then I go the other way. I become obnoxiously overbearing with what I want, which is just that stuff.
You
But
know what? That's funny. I never did that with clothes. I did that with purses. I was on a Breitling kick for a while there. I had so many Breitling everything, purses and jewelry and shoes and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, for a while. Anyway.
Well, I'm what I call a bucket dresser. I just want to reach in a bucket and pull something out and put it on.
Right.
That's as close as I want to get to research when it comes to wearing clothes.
Yeah.
It has to be cotton, it has to be comfortable, it has to get me out the door in a hurry, and so forth.
I'll buy just about anything else before close.
Okay, I pretty well, yeah.
What I mean? Like, I'll buy the book. I'll go to the bookstore. I'll spend $200 on books and not go shopping. I don't care. I'll go to, I don't know, like, well, for a while there are dishes. I love to entertain, so I have a lot of dishes. I have a lot of Longaberger baskets. I have a lot of things to entertain. Whatever made other people feel welcome at home and, abundant, then that's what I wanted to do. That's what I was into. And then if I needed something new, I'd go out and buy something for the day. That's it. I'm good.
Would you take it back? Would you leave the tags on? Take it back?
No. No. No, it's just I just don't go and, like binge shop. I just don't do that.
We bumped into that a lot when I was in retail.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get the tags back with the
Right.
clothes. You know, we bought it for the weekend, need to go to a party. Now it's back to you
Right. Well,
again.
now that you can't do that, it says it on the tag. Unless, you stuff the tag in there and I don't know. I don't do that. I don't know. Anyway, there are so many other things that I would rather purchase, things that are meaningful, like music, instruments. I almost bought a harp the other day.
Now that would be in line with what you like, a harp.
Right. I was about it. Like,
Like a big one of those things that sits on the floor, harps?
well, you know what? No, this was a tabletop. It was really pretty, and I found it on Marketplace, and I thought, ooh, I could do that. And then I was like, Marilee, do you really want a tabletop, or should we wait? And whatever. And then it was sold instantly.
Why don't you
Yeah.
take up the cello or something? No?
Take up the cello.
Take up the violin. Take up the violin. Take up a Stradivarius. You know? That's about a $10 million idea if you take one of those up. Take up a replica.
Well, I like to play the hand drum. I like to play my bowls. I like to play the little hand piano. Of course, we have a baby grand piano. Played that in a while, but we're just really into music. My son loves guitar. He's got a few guitars.
I
Yeah,
had
I love my bells.
two kids were players. Two kids in my family were players, were musicians. I have serious music background because my mother, I'm named after the dean of the music school at the University of Montana, actually. So that's a serious music background. However, that's all. Gone by the boards now, but I did pick up a violin at Chuck and Laura's the other day, and I didn't play it. I mean, I just tuned it up. I mean, I started. You know what this sound like when you go to an orchestra and they're making all that noise, ee-ee-ee, back and forth. That's what I sounded like.
Yeah, well, he instruments, it kind
Well, I mean, the violin is the toughest. They say the violin is the toughest instrument to play, completely the toughest. I mean, everything from holding it right to getting your chin right, to get that to the right, and then all the keys and all the bars are based on your finger positioning on the not the frets, but just up and down the neck. There's no frets there. You just gotta play. I guess feel it. It's really a tough one. Where with the other instruments, you can kind of do that. I think you're kind of winging it with the bells and the gongs and things like that too. It's a learned thing, fun by ear, just I've lost you
I
completely.
was no, can you hear
I've lost
me?
you. You're like you sound dreamy, like you're talking to me from underwater.
Jeez.
Huh. Try it
Can you
again.
hear me at all?
I
Try
can.
what
Go
again?
ahead. I don't
Okay.
know. Talk with it. Just talk some more. See if we can pick
Yeah.
it up. We're
Yeah.
talking about the frequency of bells and drums and things like that.
Love it. I love it all.
I know you do. I know. I've listened to you play. Yeah. No,
So,
that's
yeah.
good.
Purposeful about it. Like I have all my bowls are readily available. So when I pass by, if I feel like, playing all my bells, then I do, and ring my chime. It's an instant change in vibration. It just brings you into focus, like love. I love it.
That's the guy that I mean the philosopher that is started all that was Pythagoras. We know, I mean, he's the one that started playing the glass, glasses of water, bowls of water, to change the tone. And that was all experimental. But humming,
Humming
chanting,
is
humming,
good.
all that stuff is good. It's all
I
part of,
know.
picking up the vibration. It's gonna be good and bad, but it's mostly good.
I know. You know that the lapis lazuli, the blue stone that I got
The
from
blue
Nick.
stone, yeah.
That thing is magical.
Is it
I
making
love it.
noise? Is it making noise?
It doesn't make a noise, but it definitely does heat up. Like you can feel my energy transferring to the stone, and it just I feel like it's magnifying the intention.
Well, probably is. Probably is.
Yeah,
I
I really like it.
people there are people who are skeptical of stuff like that, but I think it's call it a coincidence if you like, but there are circumstances where you can get yourself into whoever you are, and it's completely random, I think, but if you get lucky, you can do stuff. You can see in outside the spectrum, listen outside the spectrum. And it's really odd, because I mean all your head is a tuner, actually.
Right.
You're just tuning into frequencies, all you're doing. So if you have the capacity to listen to more frequency or listen to a different, lower or higher frequency, you're becoming like a bug or a dog or a cat or whatever it is. And if you get the right instrument, that's why, I mean they can weaponize a frequency. Can be weaponized. It can blow
I know.
something up.
Right.
So it's all real. I mean, that frequency, when it starts to vibrate with the egg on the table and blows it up, there's something there.
I agree.
And so, be careful that rock doesn't give you ulcers or whatever.
What are you talking about?
Went
God, what kind
backwards
of
there, didn't
negativity is that?
I? Went
Yeah.
backwards there, didn't I? Yeah.
No, it's my stone, and I'm in. No, I my whole intention is to put love in it and to send love out into the world. Why the hell would I do that? No,
Okay.
gosh,
Good.
no. What happened today earlier?
What?
I was out sitting. I don't know, quite a ways away from home with Chip. We were just sitting down, I was letting him just rest in the sun. And then a crow comes, right? And I see the crow and lands on the grass. And I said, "You want a snack?" I said, "All right." And I said, "Come on, let's go." And do you know that bird followed me home?
I'll bet, yeah.
That bird followed me home. And then I gave him his nuts and bread. I'm like, look at that.
Yeah. They're, yeah. I wish I knew. I wish I knew more about them. I certainly could, but I don't. But I just love them. I
I
love
do.
birds. I like the birds, and they're primitive, but. But I think we're learning that a lot of these animals are smarter than we thought. Birds,
No way.
animals, they're just a lot smarter than we thought. They're a lot more intuitive than we thought. We have all sorts of stuff. We've been stuck for a long time in this belief that we are the dominant species, and I think we're kind of losing ground on that. As we start to look around and see how we're operating, I'm happier with a pack of dogs, frankly.
Right.
People are
You're
not
on.
impressive anymore.
Yeah.
So
Well,
I've
we have to look for love. We're trying to look for love. And if we
but
can't find it within each other, we're going to look to our animals and reconsider.
but that's what's going on. Look at the people that are owning animals and single people that gravitate toward an animal and live in an efficiency style apartment. With a small animal, that's their partner,
Right.
because they can trust it They will not harm them unless they, unless it's something odd where they defend themselves. They might bite you because, I mean, people, I think you owe it yourself as a person, if you have an animal, to understand things like their focal length, things like that. So you know where you're going to obviously make them scared. You're going to scare them. They don't get mad, they get scared. And then they lash out. I don't think animals understand mad at all. They just get scared and they fight. But yeah,
Well,
that's how it is. I mean, you can a cat focal length doesn't even start for the first 11 inches.
does that mean?
Well, if you come at a cat from the front straight at them, get to about 11 inches, and then all of a sudden you turn to foggy. You fall out of focus right away, and they will then bite you, because they're defending against this thing coming at them. I always want to go to address a cat from the rear, even if you're in the front of them. Carefully come around the back and start bringing them, scratching them up the back and the top of their head slowly and gently, so they get used to you. And don't come in too fast in the front because you'll get bit, and then you'll think the cat's bad, and the cat's not bad. The cat just,
Right,
had a
reactive.
reactive.
Well, I was at the feed store the other day and there was a cat on the counter and I'm getting my purchases and I petting the cat and pet then the cat was fine with me petting his head. But as soon as I got down to his backside, man, he wanted to bite me.
Yeah. They're very territorial about what part of their body they want you to touch. Females love it right behind the top of their tail, right behind the base of the tail. That's a that's an erotic thing for a cat female. She'll get all fussy about that. And
Interesting.
yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Moving on.
yeah, that, yes, a podcast of oblique sex items, yes, and true.
Know about all that. You know what? I'm really enjoying the longer days.
Oh, I
I
do
love it.
too. Yeah, I think everybody does if they're honest with themselves.
It's just felt like a really long day today. And
You think we
amidst
should
it
switch back
just
and forth? Do you think we should switch back and forth to standard time and
daylight savings.
daylight time? Yeah, we just leave it one way or the other, or so they're always the same. I mean, these are wonderful. This is great. Now we're coming to the long, long evenings. But would we really care in the final analysis?
I don't
What?
know. There was something about like kids would have to go to school in the dark if we didn't do that or something like that. I don't know, but
Yeah,
I don't know whatever the excuse is. I don't know.
those are all agree. I think that the whole standard daylight time thing came out of an agrarian background where everybody was a farmer, which is not the case anymore. I think now you just adjust your own time frame to meet the sun. I mean, the sun is up and the sun is down, and you work accordingly. Because then, I mean, that part of it doesn't change. It's the clock that changes, and the clock. No, but nothing in the universe even understands a clock, the mechanics of a clock. I have no idea what's going on there. Time is a perception. We know that. Time is how you perceive it. It's not anything to do with your watch or your clock. Nothing. Time is your perceiving. That's how you perceive it.
And you can take back your time. Completely expectations. Well, that's you could totally take back.
So there you go.
I know. It's quite empowering when you say, you know what? I'll get to it when I get to it. I do.
You have a tone in your voice that makes that Yeah. No, it's true.
Just gonna have to wait until I'm ready.
It's like
See the way that way.
in science, we're losing our signal again, but it'll probably come back if we can talk about mundane things and talk about water stuff and whatever. But I think that in the disciplines like where I came from, improving sampling precision was a big deal. You had to be able to do it right.
What does that mean?
And well, you just have to count the beans right. You have to know the marbles right. You have to make the weights and measures right. Your sampling precision, like if you want a good sample, you want to get more people, or if you have less people, then you want to have a great deal of precision in the few people that you have. Interviews go on forever. I've done project studies where I've done interviewing five people, and on the interviews are very extensive to make sure you got it right. And that's in phenomenology. So that's all kind of a thing. And as soon as you let go of that, like what you're able to do is let go of it and let the universe kind of give you some guidance, then the sampling precision isn't as important. And yet, in all of science, sampling precision is kind of the holy grail. You have to be able to enhance your accuracy. And if you're not doing that, then you're coming up with some kind of equivalence let's use some straight line regression where I can run a line between the dots and figure out how close I am, and so on. And all those terms are cool, but they tell you, what do they really tell you? What does straight line regression tell you about what's going on? It tells you where the dots hit the calendar, I suppose, or how the chemical reacted or something. But in our conversations, if I were to take a, I mean, you and I would represent a weak linear regression. Because if you put us, our conversation in a square box, okay, and everything we say is a black dot, there would be, the dots would be all over the box. And if you listen to an interview program, the dots would all be in a shape. It'd be S-shaped, it'd be a line shape, or some kind of shape where there'd be a through line through those dots. You and me, we look like we took a shotgun to work. Boom. We're everywhere. So which is better? Are we better? We
I
just
don't
good?
know. I don't know. To me, it's complicates life, our ability to like divide and divide and divide, cut it down and make it more accurate and pinpoint it and put a target on it. And this, it's just it perpetuates competition. Because if you're doing that and I'm not doing that, then clearly I'm losing.
But you see, let's say you take it into knowing your player, for example. If you had a conversation like our conversation together, right? There it is, it's all over the board, all right? Now a scientist comes in with a ruler and runs a line, tries to run a line through our conversation, some kind of regression line, and the scientist says, these guys are a bad fit. Bad fit. There's nothing cohesive about this at all. Nothing. But are we a bad fit? You
But
see.
based on what?
Well, based on just the regression of what we say, it's just you can reduce our conversations down to mathematics, to where the dots land.
I have no idea. I just don't, I don't even, I can't even compute that. Because like, are you listening? Listening to our conversation? It's fabulous.
So
And I
that's
mean,
like the doctor that walks into the hospital room and never lifts his eyes off his clipboard. How are you doing, Mrs. McCarty? Miss McCarty's been dead for 4 hours. She's not even there. He might not even know it.
That reminds me of that little meme where the guy is watching TV. They're saying it's raining out, so he's got his raincoat and his umbrella because he's watching the TV, but it's sunny out.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. That's very good. Yeah.
It's like, come on, take a breather, look outside. This
So
is real life.
So what you and I would do then in our conversation, we have, if a scientist came to us and said that we couldn't do a regressive line through your conversations or your bad fit, and then we would say, well, we have a higher confidence interval than you do. We have a higher, Marilee and I have a high confidence interval. So we're not too worried about the straight line regression. You can run that S-shaped thing of yours all you whatever you want to do. But we have a regression coefficient that causes all of our dots to be random. And we think we're solid. We're solid.
So what is he trying to make us fit into?
Well, they're trying to make us fit into something that they can calculate. You know, because
That's
that's
crazy.
no.
That is science again. That's the scientist trying to understand God. That is so true right there.
Oh, you finally picked up on that, didn't you? Good for you. Good for you. Yeah.
Did it take me a while? Are you
Oh
serious?
yeah, it took you several rounds to get you to say, that's science. That's no good.
Well, okay. I don't want to always be like that. It does have some value, just not, where God is concerned. It's like, go ahead and figure out your weights and measures. That's great. But if you want magic, it's not there.
No, and it takes magic to run everything. I think if we could, I would like to be able to take the like the stuff I was looking at this morning on the internet. This is the universe conscious, you know? And then there's the so in that kind of thing where you want to talk regression, then I would say that by being able to run the parallel between the human the construct of the human brain and what we're seeing as a construct of the universe, with the there's a however there's a great exception to that, and that is that the spaces between the similarities are disproportionately large in space and not so much in your brain, so it's a compression. However, if that's the case, then we could be a living structure inside of a living structure. We could be, and this is the old goes back to the very old days, if we could be nothing more than a flash inside a ring of some guy's finger. Our entire universe, if it's that magnanimous, then we could be, we could be on somebody's toenail, whatever, if it
Okay.
gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, sure. The
So
reality of us.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I don't believe any of
Okay.
that. But
But to go back, what you were saying about the mind and the brain, right?
yes.
Well, it's two different things. The mind isn't the brain. It's two different things. The brain is the.
Depends who you're talking to.
Well, okay. Who are you talking? Who am I talking to?
Well, I'm listening.
No, I've talked to brain surgeons about this, and it's like, yeah, we understand the brain is like the computer, okay?
Yes.
And then you're right, it's the computer, but who's operating the computer? The mind.
Well, I call it the tuner, and yes,
The mind is part of consciousness.
but there's this big argument about whether or not the consciousness is separate from the brain.
Right.
That's the big argument. It's a huge argument. I mean,
Well,
that's the hard problem.
I will just put the gavel down and say, yes, there is a difference. Absolutely.
Because, but you see, when you die, there's no way to figure out what happened there. Again, part of the hard problem.
Okay, but what about the heart? What about your cells? What about everything else that is
Well,
receiving the message?
your brain, I think your brain does stay alive longer than the rest of your body when you're dying. It's all measured in minutes anyway. But when you do finally go fade to black, flatline fade to black, and everything's gone, and there's no more lag, then you're dead. Then you're dead. I mean, you're inert. Okay, when you're finally inertly dead,
Yeah.
There's people who claim that they saw the body, the essence. They call it the essence of the body, the essence of the person leave the body.
Right.
And there are many examples of that. I've read about them, and so have you, about how people see things that are dead. They see the body, they see the essence leave the room, for example. There are examples in the Irreducible Mind where animals have stayed in the room comfortable with people that are dead, like they're still alive. And they will look at stuff that really they shouldn't be looking at, like the person has moved in the room. They'll follow that person in the room, and the room is not there. I mean, the person's not there, but the animals will be seeing something there. And they'll, in fact, some in one case, the person, the essence of the person went outside, and the dog went with them. Then that sort of fades. Now, is that a leftover event, or is that person really, is that the essence going into consciousness again, fading up into the great, whatever it is? Or are we surrounded by dead relatives who are living in holographic representations of ourselves? I think that doesn't make any sense, because why would they bother? Why would a bunch of people bother to live in our environment all the time and they're dead? I think we've got to go somewhere different as energy. Or something. Come back as
Right, it's just
flowers, or
energy. The energy
just
goes back to where it came.
right. So
Right.
when we say to one another, "I'll see you on the other side," or "I will,
Yeah.
we will be together forever," or whatever it is, what are we
Yeah.
really saying?
I guess we're saying that this is not the end.
But do you really believe that?
I do.
So do you believe that, for example, you and I would see each other after we're dead in the same format as we are now?
Worked on the Titanic. They're always telling us the truth.
How do you come up with this shit? Jesus. Oh, God. Is that the blue? Yeah.
Kate, right? Was that her name? Kate Winslet. What was her real name though on there? I haven't seen it in a while.
I haven't either, but I must have watched it 60 times. It's a lovely movie. My God, I own it.
Right.
I own it.
Right. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Greatest
Well,
love
that's,
story ever. Greatest love story ever.
So, yeah, we're gonna say yes. They're always telling us the movies. Besides, why wouldn't we believe that? How does that
Well, it's
benefit us?
certainly a lot more fun to believe it than not believe
Right. And
it.
we have to go with believing things that make us feel good.
Why?
Because it makes us feel good,
Yes.
because we are manifestors when we feel good, so we want to always believe in good,
So is that
you
part of a
know.
bigger picture then? Is that part of a bigger plan that we should be positive and feel good and manifest goodness?
Well,
Therefore,
yeah,
what?
that's well, it's the opposite of us always thinking in the what if fear model. What if it
All
doesn't
right.
work out? You know, what if I'm rejected? What if they get angry? What if I? And it's like, yeah, but look at the other side. Let's train ourselves to be positive. All the things that really could happen, we're just going to get bigger and more abundant and happier. And it's just wonderful. So go ahead and make that jump.
Now that works for you, but do you ever have a contingency plan?
No. I put all my faith and trust in God.
So
I don't know.
you just don't, no plan B in your life, huh? None.
Zero.
It's all plan A. All plan A.
From day to day, I know it's going to work. I know it's going to work. And the thing is, it's almost like I'm just kind of waiting around to see what's going to happen. Like today, for some reason, I'm in this kind of waiting around mode. I don't know if it's because the eclipse is coming. I don't know what I'm expecting, but there seems to be a current that's incoming. And I'm getting confirmation of that, you know, in a few different areas. And so I'm just kind of, I don't know, take care of me.
Well, your this podcast is proof of that. I mean, or go to the Weather Channel and look it up. There is a current coming in. I mean, literally there is. Electromagnetism is alive and well and bombarding us from sunspots.
Yeah, well,
So
we should make the most of it.
we can't blame Spotify all the way because it's not all their fault.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and
And
it's not just Spotify. I mean, my phone, my God, if my calls get dropped in the middle of my conversation, I hate it.
yeah, because all this, we're all in the air. We're not hardwired anymore like we used to be in the old days. Everything is frequency. And that's has a drawback, obviously, which is, real clear. That's why, good idea to have a shortwave radio around.
It's kind of funny that I don't have a plan B ever. I don't even think like that.
Well, I'm not surprised because I know you, but I'm thinking how, are you dangerous because of that? Because I think wouldn't you just pivot into plan B and just call it plan A because it's how you operate? Don't you must pivot into something if you have to. I guess we got to separate this because if you're going to be hit by a car, I mean, plan B is get out of the way, right?
Nobody's planning
Unless
that though. Nobody's planning. That's not a plan A. That's not it. It's more of a love life, career path, a recipe you're gonna make. I don't know, but not that. Not a tragedy. That's not a plan.
that's an interesting comment. The recipe you're going to make, that can go south in such a hurry. My God. Oh yeah, it's unrecoverable. So that would be not the Martha Stewart so much as the Julia Child idea where you don't really admit that it's gone south. You whip it up and cook it anyway and serve it like it's supposed to be that way. And just say, oh yeah, this is special. It's from Greece and that's how they eat there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that. I did that this recently with a chocolate cake. It just I'm like, well, that didn't work out. Okay, so now I gotta come up with, this. And
Yeah.
it's kinda like, well, that's what it is. I just whipped it up and there it is. We're gonna eat it.
I fully agree with that. I fully agree with that. Although I've done some things, Christian will catch me doing some really bizarre things, She'll step up and try and save it before it goes totally south. But I tend to make broad sweep changes sometimes. But this is not a cooking show, so who cares? I think that this kind of stuff would come out in like great war battles, the Battle of Waterloo or something like that, where people make decisions based on tactical experience, whether or not to cross the river or go broadside or sail straight through them or whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter if it's a cooking show or if it's something more serious. It's still the way the person thinks. How are you going to handle the flop in the kitchen, right? And then you extrapolate that to however, the better you get at making these decisions and recovering from it, the more apt you are and more qualified you are for the next step.
Well, but I believe anyone who listens to you more than once will believe that that's a skill set that you've got down to a fine art, where you can,
Thank you.
and it's, maybe it's because of how you operate, maybe it's you have so much practice, but your capability to pivot and make it appear as if nothing's changed is miraculous, And I think that one of the greatest talents you have is to take someone like me and step back a pace, just tell me I'm wrong. It's like when you're in a knife fight, if somebody pulls out a knife, you step back one step and you punch him in the nose. Bam! Step out of the swing of the knife and bang the guy. That's what you do. If I pull out a knife, you step back one pace. And give me an extended right hook to the nose. And I just drop the knife. I say, wait, what? And then if I'm told if I'm out of it, then you'll just kick me and put me down. That's how you do it. You're perfect at it. You're perfect. You're a street fighter in
I'm
sheep's
this.
clothing.
I am a Star Force commander.
I know you are. Yes, I've heard that. I had to explain that several times today.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
To who?
Christine.
Why?
Maybe just because she was curious,
Oh. What is a Star Force commander?
Yeah, right. What does this mean?
Right.
Because I was talking about the movie and all kinds of stuff, and we're
Right.
chatting, chat boxing around, so I pulled up. So I said, "Well, I said here she is," and I pulled up a
Yeah.
picture of you, the character of you, where only your eyes are you, and everything else is something else, somebody else.
Okay.
I put that on the screen. I said, "There she is, Mira Lee, Star Force Commander, right there." And she said, "My God, that's beautiful. It's beautiful."
Oh.
And I said, "Well, it is beautiful, but I'm not sure if that's what she'll end up being. But that's the concept of who she is as a Star Force Commander
Oh,
at this
was
point."
that the picture with me in the purple hair?
Yeah. Has
I'm
that changed?
like, who is
I
that?
know. I know. I mean, it's only your eyes, I think, isn't it? Was it, or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just your eyes.
No, actually, she said that she put my picture into AI and had AI make an image of me.
Okay. All
And
right.
that's what it came up with.
Well,
It's really fun. Everybody's messing around with this AI.
yeah, it's great. It's great.
Yeah.
I've used it. I don't use it for, changing reality. I use it for data gathering, but it's turning out to be pretty good. I don't feel as bad about it as I did before. I mean, if it's, but I'm not trying to weaponize it either. I'm just using it as
No.
as my assistant,
Right. I think in the right context, it just maybe like any computer, we're afraid of it until you're like, wait a minute, you're my friend.
Yeah.
You're gonna help me?
What I'm surprised at is when I go to chat box or whatever I'm using in Microsoft, and I type and you talk differently than you used to in the old days of Google search. What you do is you ask a regular conversational question in AI, and AI and it says ask me anything. So I will just
Right.
ask it anything. I'll ask it in the context of a conversation that we're having. What do you think about it? Or could you find me or do this or do that? And my God, it just the speed and the accuracy is amazing. Just amazing.
Right. Right. Yep.
So for
I'm
that, I think, especially in things like medicine, and anything that you need to do to, any crisis management, I think it'd be fabulous in crisis management because you get your answers very quickly.
Regular Star Trek.
Well, I think all those concepts are going to come true eventually. I just think that's the mind is able to think and produce,
Well, there's so much being revealed right now. Technology that it seems like it's coming out of the woodwork, and it definitely will appear to be that way to the masses who know nothing about it. It's like, when did this happen? But it's there and it's coming.
The part that I feel this I find distressing really is the part where the government for eons have been rat holing information about just about everything and keeping it within the public. So we really at this point have a very poor picture of
We're at least 100 years behind.
who we are and what's going on. It's
Of
all
our technology, absolutely.
Everything is stuck
And
in the National Archives someplace.
well, somebody's using it, but it's not us.
Yeah, I know. I mean, us common people are on a need to know basis, while all the other people are jacking us around. And I think some portion of that is true. I'm not sure I buy the whole story, but I'm willing to. I'm more than willing than I was before to discuss it, or to look into it, or to find out, who's being indicted for lying or whatever, because There's going to be some witch hunts that are going to be pretty dramatic, I think.
Well, absolutely. It's already happening, or happened, and then we'll see the result of that. But we just have to keep in mind that our world, my world, your world, his world, her world, is small. It's so small. And so even as worldly as we think we are, what we're keeping up with and this and that, it really isn't. It really isn't. You have to just, understand that there's answers out there. People are already using the remedy that we've yet to discover.
Yes. Yes. And I think some of that is coming back to us
Right.
right now in the form of undisclosed, flying objects that we can't, no one wants to talk about. And,
Yeah, the way we'll be traveling is going to be different.
I mean, these guys, from what I see now, and I've come out of a background of aviation, these guys appear to be traveling in some kind of a relationship with mass and gravity. It has nothing to do with burning engines or fuel or nothing like that. They are ricocheting around force fields. And that's just an amazing situation compared to what we know. We are, like you say, 100 years behind the times.
Right.
And speaking of behind the times, we're over the hour and I think we've done good.
Holy cow.
Yeah. We did it. Yeah, I mean, it was with minor problems. We made it. And I
Well, I
think that's
appreciate that.
good.
That's, yeah, I should probably do my podcast today too. I just don't want to deal with all that,
I don't either. No.
I could. Yeah, I could just,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, all right.
I'm gonna go back to.
We're just breaking up. I guess we're done. Did you just leave? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it just went south. It must have hurt us. But I can hear you. Yes.
All
If
right.
you can hear me, I love you. Okay. Can you
All
hear me?
right. Later.
I'll talk
Yeah.
to you. All right. Bye.